This is Long-Term Care Connections for March 18, 2026, brought to you by Washington Healthcare Association. Here are this week's top stories. The Washington State Department of Health issued a reminder that all licensing and credentialing systems will be frozen and upgraded beginning today, March 18 through Tuesday, March 24. This freeze impacts the provider credential search and the Department of Health's other public search tools. With the final launch of the Health Enforcement and Licensing Management System, or HELMS, project later this month, provider credential search will receive a new visual design and user upgrades. Visit the DOH website to learn more about the system upgrade and any pertinent updates on the freeze. WACA exists to support skilled nursing and assisted living providers operating in communities throughout Washington, and we aim to keep our members informed of our ongoing work. Visit this week's issue of LTC Connections on WACA.org for a snapshot of what our team was doing last week. Highlights of our recent work include meeting with DSHS to address a King County Area Hospice Agency policy that limited food and beverages to residents who have dementia. Engaging attorneys to respond to the Attorney General's Office regarding assisted living residents who may fall under the Residential Landlord-Tenant Act standards. Representing Washington's long-term care community in a multi-state meeting about federal Medicaid fraud investigations. Preparing for our upcoming board elections, and more. We appreciate our members and hope you will reach out if you have questions about any of our current work. Last week, WACA and our partners at Leading Age Washington were called upon to offer regulatory expertise to the State Department of Labor and Industry on rulemaking related to workplace violence prevention in healthcare, as long-term care was a sector needing a precise explication in this rule. After reviewing an initial draft of the proposed changes to the rule in question, our team certified that the underlying regulatory framework did not apply to skilled nursing or assisted living facilities or their employees. LNI appreciated our insights and agreed that additional clarity was needed in future drafts. We will continue to strengthen our regulatory relationship with the department by reviewing future drafts, clarifying pertinent regulatory definitions, and providing additional support as needed. Our national affiliate partners at AHCA and CalEd are now offering the Optimizing Excellence in Food and Nutrition Toolkit to support long-term care providers in strengthening dining operations, improving regulatory compliance, and enhancing the overall resident dining experience. The toolkit is organized into four key sections: regulatory and food safety compliance, workflow optimization, menu design and resident engagement, and reducing processed foods and enhancing scratch cooking. Together, these sections provide actionable tools and best practices to help facilities strengthen food service operations while promoting resident satisfaction, dignity, and quality of life. Registration is free to AHCA and Cal members. Find the link on this week's issue of LTC Connections online or through the AHCA and CalEd portal. One benefit WACA members enjoy is access to expert consultation by phone or email on topics related to all aspects of facility operation. We are here to help our members navigate challenges and find workable solutions, and our team is happy to support and advise you on any number of topics. If we don't know the answer, we'll do our best to find out. Examples of issues we can assist with include, but are not limited to, interpretation and clarification of assisted living and nursing home laws and rules, inspection or survey questions, concerns regarding licensor or surveyor comments or guidance, nursing practice standards, credentialing concerns or troubleshooting, staff training requirements, and more. Let us know how we can help you. This service is available only to WACA members in good standing. Skilled nursing facilities, contact Elena Madrid for assistance. Assisted living facilities, contact Vicky McNeely. In this week's grassroots update, we're springing into advocacy. As we move into the interim between legislative sessions, we do so with a renewed sense of purpose and clarity in our advocacy goals. This past session tested our resolve, but it also sharpened our focus and reinforced the importance of a strong, coordinated grassroots voice. We carry that forward, refining our strategies, deepening our relationships, and preparing to engage in advocacy in the months ahead of the 2027 session. The interim is not a pause. It is an opportunity to build, organize, and position ourselves for what comes next. We're excited to foster that same energy at annual convention, where advocacy will take center stage for the government relations team. From a dedicated advocacy leadership panel, to the WACA PAC Bowl-O-Rama, to a review panel of the legislative session, we are committed and excited to be continuing to grow advocacy champions this spring. We hope to see you there. Wrapping up this week's LTC Connections, here are some upcoming webinars and events you won't want to miss. Registration is now open for the WACA Annual Convention, May 18th to 20th at the Seattle Airport Marriott. Join us for 3 days of engaging education from expert presenters, opportunities to have some fun and expand your professional network at social activities, and a trade show where you can learn more about our associate business partners and the services they offer to support your facility. Plus, you'll walk away inspired as we close out the convention by honoring our Excellence in Service Award winners at a special luncheon. WACA members save 50% on registration and can get extra savings with group registration when you sign up 4 or more people from your facility. Visit WACA.org to register today, and don't forget to secure your hotel room at our discounted rate before the April 24th deadline. We can't wait to see you in SeaTac. WACA's specialty training programs are back in March. These intensive training sessions prepare administrators or their designated trainers to successfully pass mandated competency tests. The dementia training will be March 24th to 25th, and the mental health training will be March 30th to April 1st. Did you know that as a WACA member, you also enjoy access to trainings, recordings, and webinars through our national affiliate partners? The AHCA NCAL Ed Portal boasts hundreds of resources for assisted living and skilled nursing providers, covering topics such as infection prevention, Medicaid reimbursement, survey and regulatory, and more. They even have a quick CE section where you can find trainings brief enough to meet your busy schedule. Explore the portal at educate.ahcancal.org. You can find more information and register for each of these opportunities on the events calendar on WACA.org. That's it for this week's edition of LTC Connections. As always, Washington Healthcare Association would like to thank our members for their dedication to long-term care in Washington. We look forward to connecting with you again next week.